This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus DeParis D. Townsend, Defendant Appellant, decided September 9th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. In Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent v. No. SD 38581, DeParis D. Townsend, filed September 9th, 2025. Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Mississippi County. Honorable R. Zachary Horek, Judge affirmed. Remanded with instructions following a jury trial, DeParis Townsend, defendant, was convicted of first-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, resisting arrest, and armed criminal action. Defendant received a life sentence without the possibility of parole for the murder conviction, and all additional sentences were to be served concurrently with that sentence. Defendant raises 3 points on appeal. 1, that the trial court abused its discretion in admitting a screen recording of a Facebook video depicting defendant holding a weapon that matches the description of the one used to shoot victim. 2, that the trial court erred in not sua sponte declaring a mistrial when Corporal MF testified that defendant invoked his right to counsel when he attempted to speak with him. And 3, that the trial court should enter a nunc pro tunc order correcting its written to judgment, 9999 years, to reflect the oral pronouncement of life without the possibility of parole. We affirm the trial court's judgment in part, finding no merit in defendant's claims of error in points 1 and 2, but remand the case for entry of an amended judgment, nunc pro tunc, which corresponds with the trial court's oral pronouncement of sentence, facts, and procedural history. On July 28, 2022, victim and witness SS were driving down the street when they noticed defendant in the doorway of a house. Victim and defendant had a brief confrontation, and victim asked defendant if he was going to get a banger, which SS clarified meant a gun. SS and victim then drove off and were later stopped at a stop sign trying to get their phone's Bluetooth to work. SS was driving, and victim was in the passenger seat. While SS and victim were talking with friends who pulled up beside them, defendant drove up behind them in a white Pontiac. Victim and SS's friends then drove off, and SS could see a red dot in the car mirror and on her face. Defendant then pulled up beside victim and SS and said, "I got him." And SS recalls seeing the black firearm with the red dot. Defendant then drove around SS's vehicle, and SS and victim followed him in their vehicle. After both vehicles came to a stop, victim exited SS's vehicle, and defendant exited his vehicle with the firearm. After victim asked defendant why he has a banger, defendant walked to the back of SS's vehicle, shot victim several times, and then drove away. An off-duty police officer, JM, was about 5,100 feet from the scene and came to victim's aid after hearing the gunshots. He testified that victim stated repeatedly, "I've been shot," and was going in and out of consciousness. Officer JM testified that victim said it was defendant who shot him. Another officer, RS, testified that victim said defendant was the 1-3 who shot him. Victim died as a result of multiple gunshot wounds to his chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Defendant fled, was apprehended after a pursuit, and taken to the hospital. Corporal MF attempted to interview defendant at the hospital. Corporal MF introduced himself and said he wanted to speak to defendant about an incident that happened earlier that day. Defendant cursed at Corporal MF and stated he wanted his lawyer. Corporal MF left the room and made no further attempts to speak to defendant. Defendant was charged with 1 count of the class of felony of murder in the first degree, 565.020, 1 count of the class of felony of unlawful use of a weapon, 571.039, 1 count of the class E felony of resisting arrest, 575.150, and 1 count of the unclassified felony of armed criminal action, 571.015. A jury found defendant guilty of all charges. The trial court sentenced defendant as a prior and persistent offender to life without the possibility of parole for his first-degree murder conviction, with the remainder of his sentences to run concurrently. This appeal followed. Admission of Facebook video screen recording of defendant's standard of review. The standard of review for the admission of evidence is abuse of discretion. State versus Wilson, 602 SW 3D 328. 332, Monage App and WD 2020,
quoting State versus Prim, 347 SW3D 66 and 70, Moerd Bank, 2011. Trial courts have broad leeway in choosing to admit evidence. Therefore, an exercise of this discretion will not be disturbed unless it is clearly